Okay, Ewan McLeod, I've got two questions for you. The first one is, you told us, in a rather devil's advocate kind of a way, what you want to see. What I'd like to know from you is what you actually like currently.
Yes, I was pretty direct. However, I am a fan, fundamentally, of mobile. And I just love the fact that when I get off the train, or off the plane, a different place, I've been going to Paris every week. I love the fact I'm still connected, right? So I was doing quite a little bit of ranting today. However, the stuff still works. And I like the fact that basically when I switch my phone on, I get connectivity, I get my email, I get instant messaging. I mean, now what I'm frustrated by is the fact that it's costing quite a lot of money generally, the roaming, for example. But I love the fact it works. I'll tell you something else that I really, really like is FaceTime. Uh-huh. Now, I was one of the first users of video calling. Uh-huh. The problem was the technology I don't think was quite there. I remember my Nokia N95 getting really hot after about a minute. And of course it being 50 pence a minute to actually use the facility. However, I'm loving the fact that FaceTime is actually enabling me to stay in touch with my young son. Mm-hmm. And he gets that. I mean, I know that's maybe not a mobile operator perspective, but I like the fact that stuff works. I also like the fact that everyone has access to this technology. Now, I'm talking very much in a Western viewpoint, mm-hmm. whereby you can now get a very reasonably priced smartphone, mm-hmm. say maybe 50 to 70 pounds if you shop around. Uh-huh. A BlackBerry, for example, you can get that on pay-as-you-go now. Really, I mean, the 8520 BlackBerry, gorgeous handset. Mm. And it does a lot. So you're actually, for maybe, let's say, 70 or 100 pounds, mm-hmm. able to get a really, really good service. So I like the fact that in the UK in particular, we've been leveled. Uh-huh. Anyone can have access to these devices.
Fantastic. Now, second question. Networks in the UK, they really do coin it in. So we're talking about what you'd like to see from them in terms of innovation and what we don't really see from them in terms of innovation. What is the motivation? If you earn so much money from what you do, why would you be motivated to do anything new?
You know what? I think you're entirely accurate here. They are making a incredibly large amount of money this year, mm-hmm. from last year. The question in the back of their mind is, what are we going to make next year? Mm. Now, they've got some predictability in the fact that they know that they've got this many people contracted, they've got this average trend from mm-hmm. pay-as-you-go users. They can assume they're going to get some money. Mm-hmm. The problem is, and this is where it comes, the risk viewpoint comes, they don't quite necessarily know where they're going to be next year or the year after. Mm-hmm. So it's a very difficult line or path to tread for them. I understand, you know, why the answer is to do nothing, you know, as in wait and see what somebody else does. That I don't want to see that, though. I want to see some innovation. And I know that that's very difficult when your bonus relies upon that, or when your job is to go and make sure that X, Y, or Z happens. When you have to be sure, I know it's difficult to take a chance. What I'd like to see is a complete change in how the companies, how these operators are reacting. I'd like to see them doing the Bluvia style thing, with what Telefonica is doing, is saying, all right, tell you what, we'll open it up, you tell us what you'd like to see. And that's almost very much what Telefonica are doing.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the other operators doing it.
Okay. Great, thanks very much.
Thank you.